Comedy Picnic.
Hello and welcome to Company Picnic. Mae McDonough and Company's weekly salon on music, the universe, and all things absolutely fucking horrible.
Yeah.
I am your host, Mae McDonough, and with me, as always, your co-hosts, Lo.
Hello.
And Rusty.
Hello.
And today, our second podcast, we have two guests, our friends, Brian and Steve. Say hello, guys.
Hey, what's up? Hello.
They're good guys, and that's all you need to know about them. We have an anonymity clause here at Mae McDonough and Company's Company Picnic.
Due to the subject matter.
Absolutely. So, what are we drinking? What is everyone drinking?
I am drinking watered-down whiskey and week-old Cava sparkling wine that my mom brought over for Thanksgiving.
Oh. You always keep mixing very strange things on the show.
It's going to be very shitty.
Over-the-counter allergy
you
medication.
You got the Bud Light going.
It's also known as water.
Water. We're hydrating.
Mm-hmm. Hey, let's not give Bud Light a bad name.
No. I don't think we need
you
to.
You have to.
It's already been done.
Yeah, it's already been done.
And I think I'm left with the Red Stripe.
Boring.
So Red Stripe's it's a good mom. That's terrible. Let's just move on. So how is everybody's week? Lo, I know you.
I had some physical therapy.
Physical therapy.
Many other therapies to go to. That's what I've been doing.
How many therapists are you seeing?
About six. Yes. One car accident, six therapists.
Two car accidents, really.
Two. Let's not talk about the first one, though, because they don't know that I'm still dealing with the results from that one. I'm trying to just slide it all.
Are your insurance companies listening to this podcast?
Yes, a little bit.
Are these physical therapists or mental therapists?
Or shrinks.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about shrinks at first.
Okay.
There's some of both. We have a physical therapist, a balance therapist, a speech therapist, a neuropsych therapist.
I'm sorry, what was that third? I have to speak up. I can't enunciate.
Yeah, that's the problem. Okay, so then we have a neurologist and my primary care physician. And then there's been three different hospitals in the mix.
Aren't all exactly therapists.
They're not.
They're six professionals.
Four therapists.
Okay.
And, yeah.
I just want to make sure that there are no hyperbolic claims made on a Company Picnic.
If anything, we are factually accurate on this show.
Yes.
And thank you for the correction.
If you have any doubts about that, check out our Wikipedia page and you will know it to be true.
The non-existent Wikipedia page that exists only on the secret internet.
Yes.
Okay, so what you don't know is Lo was in a car accident.
I was.
24 hours after the settlement of her first car accident.
Boring.
Yeah. So it goes.
Double whammy.
She has brain damage and body damage of all sorts. So she's in
six
forms
disclaimer
of therapy.
On anything I happen to say during this podcast. I have an excuse. And let me just say, that excuse is going to last for the next 6 months. So,
I will determine whether or not what you say is part of your brain damage or not. I see that Brian has grabbed our O.J. Simpson signed USC Heisman Trophy winner helmet, which is a lovely tainted helmet with the DNA of. Once America beloved, now murderer.
Doesn't your little brother live very close to the intersection of Bundy and
my
Dorothy?
Brother did just move into Brentwood, and he lives almost on the exact block.
I believe on Halloween we were less than a quarter mile away from that condo.
Did you see her?
Her spirit? Her holy spirit?
I don't know. Now, the reason I grabbed this helmet is because I'm just afraid that he might burst through the door right now and hold us all at gunpoint and steal it from us.
He's in jail,
He's
in jail.
He's pretty cunning. Yes.
There's a good way he could get out of it.
He is absolutely in jail for that stuff.
He does have
a murder conviction. That's so true. I think he can get out
based
of jail.
On wearing too small.
This time he was not wearing a glove. Yeah.
Well, all right. So now that you know all of us, no, thank you. We're passing around libations here. We're gonna move on to our very
heroin.
First segment.
passing
around heroin.
Yeah, you know.
That is not a safe practice.
I'm really itchy.
We're going to move on to our very first segment. It's a segment we used last week, and hopefully we'll continue to use it. And it's called, What the Fuck is Up with Pop Music?
What the fuck?
Very good, Rusty. Okay, so this is the segment where we discuss how most of the pop music out these days is so utterly ridiculous that we just can't help ourselves but explore the reality of the shit people are putting in their ears. It's baffling sometimes that some of the lyrics that get by in modern pop music. So, what is the song we're listening to today, Lo?
It's called Feel Alive, and it is by Fergie.
Fergie.
I believe it's featuring Pitbull, and there's a gentleman by the name of DJ Poet that is involved somehow. I don't quite get it, but he's on the artist.
Yeah,
you know,
DJ
title.
Poet is a little too on the nose to be actually good in any way, shape, or form. All right,
no,
so Lo, what is the song called?
Feel Alive.
Feel Alive by Fergie and Pitbull and DJ Poet, possibly.
Maybe, yes.
We should say, right as a precautionary disclaimer here, that all of our material is referenced off of the internet. And we like it that way because whether it's accurate or not, it's entertaining.
And somebody actually.
I actually know Pitbull's sister.
That's true. You worked with her.
Did
right?
you bang her?
No. Pitbull, do not. Nah, that guy does not know what he's talking about.
Miami. I don't like people from Miami. I shouldn't say that. I don't like Miami. The culture weirds me out. I feel uncomfortable.
Oh, come on, man.
The colors are so bright.
Come on. You know what? I never fucked you, okay, Meg? I never fucked you.
Oh, it's recorded.
Yeah. Apparently, Pitbull is a very nice guy, except apparently when they go out to dinner, he orders meals for everyone.
Well, he's Mr. Worldwide.
I guess so. Mr. Worldwide means he knows what people want.
He knows what J-Lo wants.
They want more of his
really?
Crappy music.
Really? Him and J-Lo.
They do. They want... They
really,
well,
I
don't know about that. They
collaborate.
They collaborate? Yeah.
They collaborate.
Like physically?
Well, okay, so let's move really quickly. Lo is going to do her usual dramatic reading of this wonderfully profound song, Feel Alive.
I'm trying to get through this quickly because it's kind of painful.
All right, we'll cut you off if necessary.
Okay, so here we go.
What exactly hurts?
Everything. So, okay, the song goes, I tell truth even when I lie. Take a deep look in my eyes. All you know and see is fine. Let's wake up the world. Let's ride. Dale, wake me up in
Dale?
The morning.
Stop right there. What?
Dale Earnhardt.
You have. It's let's ride, comma, Dale. I don't know.
Dale.
Maybe that means something I'm not
no,
hit
it's
to.
Dale.
Like, wait.
Okay, maybe.
Is it Dale, like the professional racer?
There's a vowel at the end. It's Dale.
What does that mean?
I remember it from the music video. He was like, Dale.
That needs to stop right now. So.
I'm sorry.
That needs to get
one more time.
Dale.
Oh, that's right. Wait, I'm sorry. My ear was plugged. What was it again?
Dale.
Okay. All right. So here we go. I'm going to need you to interject that one more time because we're going to pick up where we left off. So let's ride.
Dale.
Okay. Wake me up in the morning. Slow me down in the evening. Get me whatever you want to make me feel alive.
Okay, stop.
Collaborate and listen.
That is an open legal invitation for a date rape. right there. It's, say that last line again. Get me whatever you want to make me feel alive.
Correct.
Which, honestly, the imagery there makes me imagine a girl who's playing dead and say, you can just do whatever you want. If this isn't doing it for you, well, just pop some pills in my mouth, right?
Okay.
That probably happens a lot with...
Mr. Worldwide.
I did not say that.
You're so afraid to offend Mr. Worldwide's sister.
His name is Pitbull. Okay. I don't want to know why.
All right, hit it, Rusty.
Daily. All
right, go on, Lo.
It repeats the same thing. Wake me up in the morning, slow me down in the evening, get me whatever you want to make me feel alive. I'm so 3,000 and great, they're so 2,000 and hate. They want me to fall and fail.
Was she quoting herself?
Yes, she is quoting herself in that one.
I believe Pitbull might be saying this part, singing, whatever they call it. So anyways.
Okay, keep going.
Hurry up and wait, I'm a psycho on a beat, Norman Bates, I'm on that bally, ODB as well line. As the fire great legs. I'm fairly positive that line is wrong, but it's just an interpretation.
Yeah, it sounds like it's supposed to be great lakes, but I like great legs better.
I do as well.
I like what it says about whoever entered these lyrics onto the internet.
Then it says, 5, 6, 7, 8, I'm some like a pimp. When I put my words on a track, slap, hustle, hustle, hard grind. I'm known for that. Slap, hustle, business manager. And now he's a businessman. That Chico got more flips than gymnast man. Who is the man? Chip, chip, bang.
That's a lot of man right there.
Yeah.
Is that
I don't even know what that man is talking about.
I believe it's Pitbull.
Okay. Well, let's break it down.
Sounds like a Pitbull.
AP English style.
what was the last four lines?
Here's a good one. Here, let's start at I'm a psycho on a beat.
All right.
Norman Bates, I'm on that bally.
He murders the
what
music.
What is a bally?
He murders the music.
What's
That's
a bally?
Common euphemism. In
right, ODB. But what is I'm on that bally mean?
He goes bally total fitness. He's totally fucking lit.
That's the only thing I think.
He's fucking.
Maybe it's bally.
Yeah, bally dancing is what I thought of.
Okay.
Ballet dancing? Those guys are ripped.
Bally dancing.
They really are.
Like Bollywood?
Like Bollywood.
Oh.
Well,
but that would make
sense.
He
does have a big entourage, but are they choreographed?
Okay, so keep going, though.
5, 6, 7, 8, I'm some like a pimp. I don't know why you have to phrase things. I'm some like a pimp. Like,
is it S-U-M or S-O-M-E?
It's S-O-M-E according to these
I'm
lyrics.
I'm some like a pimp.
He's a little bit like a pimp.
Okay.
Just a little bit. Just some.
Just
some.
A little
it's
some.
Just some.
Not a little, is it?
Not a lot.
Not a little, just not some. A lot. Just some.
Alright.
Okay, so
he's
just...
baby bear.
We're just gonna fast forward.
Indiscriminate.
Baby bear.
Alright, go on.
We're gonna fast forward. I'm fairly positive that Fergie says whatever this part. And so it goes. Let's get it like it. Automatic space invader. Dance floor operator. Supersonic elevator. Next level upgrader. Take you higher. Margin later. Right now. Not later. I feel alive, baby.
Printer.
This section,
damn.
This section is what got me when she showed me the song. Because this section reminds me in junior high, you had to do 1 minute stream of consciousness in your English class. You opened up your wonderful little notebook and you wrote just whatever popped in your mind. And the people who felt so overwhelmed by the simple task of writing just wrote random things that popped into their brain, and I can feel like Fergie is just sitting there trying to write a pop song, but when she gets to the lyrics, she's so overwhelmed by the task of having to use words to mean anything that these random things pop into her brain, like alligators and elevators and space invaders and dance floor operators and supersonic, that's just a word she likes. And margin later.
I think supersonic has appeared in more than one song.
Yeah, I think it's a word she likes. I think it's just a word she likes. So, But she keeps that. I think when we listen to Fergie, but it's first draft lyrics.
Honestly, I think you're giving her way too much credit. I think what she did was she found a third grader's composition notebook and is just like, oh my god, this
she's
is awesome. She's
reading through it and there's all these stories and she's like,
it's all scribbled in crayon colored
shit. And then it said one section that said 1 minute stream of conscious exercise. Oh fuck.
Eureka.
I found it.
Goldmine.
Perfect.
And her entire career.
The people will connect with this.
And there are multiple exercises. This is great.
She's clearly from the Lisa Frank generation.
She most certainly is.
Those exercises are for your eyes only. That's the entire point of those exercises. Is that nobody else is ever going to read them or be subject to the shit that comes out of your mind.
Yeah, they're fodder to provoke other thoughts.
Think about other forms of media. Reality TV, that's all about exposing all your shit to everyone.
Yeah.
Why not, as an artist, just be like, squibbly boo.
That is a good lyric.
Peanuts in my turd. I'm out of bottled water. Like, I hope I don't trip over my untied shoes.
Like I've said before,
no,
you
but
really
okay,
can
no.
write your own lyrics
all
just
the,
like that.
All the rapping these days, it all sounds like some like really bad like slam. Like, what's that?
Poetry.
Slam poetry.
Yeah.
They all sound like slam poets.
Okay, so you say that.
Yeah, I was
totally.
Thinking.
We were talking
all right,
about
we have
it.
We have a friend, Derek Brown, who's a pretty, pretty successful poet.
Yeah.
And, you know, he reads in that style where the words are intense and
mm-hmm.
then he says something louder or whatever. And, you know, that's part of the slam idea. But I would love to see him show up at a poetry reading, read one of his poems, and then pull a Fergie song out of his back pocket and try and read her lyrics in the same voicing, which makes me want to try and get him on this show. But I honestly think we could write equally banal but just as useful lyrics by saying one line. Like, if I said, I love my corduroy, then you would say,
you're my little baby boy.
Yeah, and then you would say,
come on, baby girl, why you act so coy?
And then
there
you would
go.
Say,
don't worry about that, I got a toy.
That's a line.
In
all
my
of
back
that,
pocket.
However nonsensical, would absolutely fly in a pop song.
Actually,
so congratulations, everybody.
Yeah!
Did it. Okay.
My challenge to you, Fergie, take that last line and turn it into $1 million song. Pay us
yeah,
cash
Fergie, reviews. How dare you listen to this podcast? Alright, so we're going to move on to our next segment. Ta-da!
Yeah!
This segment we also used last week. This segment we love very much. It's called Ideas We Have to Fix Society, but
not
really.
Not really.
Not so much.
Like, kinda. Like, some.
Like, some. Yeah.
Some.
Like,
a little bit.
We're some gonna fix society.
But, this is the segment in which...
Just give free money to everybody.
We're getting that.
That's the answer.
Okay.
Hey.
Yeah, we actually are.
Hey, let's not jump the gun, young Steven.
Sorry,
so,
I'm a rookie.
Essentially, this is the segment where we identify problems in society and try to fix them. And we do so terribly. So, Rusty, take it away.
All right, big problem, right? We're fucking up the world.
Not a problem.
No, we're totally fucking up the ecosystem.
We're fucking up the world? What makes you think that?
Even the Christians think the world's coming to an end. All right? That's one thing that secularists and Christians can agree on.
Yeah, but they've always thought that.
Yeah, I was just
going to
say.
That's kind of the basis of the doctrine.
The thing is, it's like, it seems like people's natural instinct is to like go for the things that, you know, like consume things and like strive for more and more and better
in order to
and
achieve
newer.
Happiness.
Yeah, exactly, right? So there's like a lot of incentive to like keep fucking destroying Mother Earth, right?
Yes.
But like in the corporate sphere, we provide incentive for like tax rebates and tax incentives for corporations to like lower their greenhouse gas emissions and like get back to society and like to like set aside ecological preserves and give to charity, shit like that. We don't really do that on a societal level towards normal people, right? All we do, or all the state does.
That was a doorstop. We apologize. Oh boy.
We got a rookie over here.
Yeah.
Hey everybody, got a rookie over here. I saw him.
A little green by in the ear still.
Hear something. Wait,
let's fix society. Okay.
So as I was saying, mostly how like the state institutions, the main societal mechanism, you know, it focuses on penalizing people for behaving inappropriately, than trying to reinforce positive behavior,
like luxury taxes and stuff like that.
Exactly, you know, and even when the normal person does get certain tax incentives, like for like switching to solar, that requires a substantial, we're talking like hundreds of thousands of dollars investment in like getting off the grid to try to be more green and shit like that. Like,
yeah, you have to have the money expensive to be that advanced.
You know, hybrid cars, totally different topic. We'll get back to that later, maybe. Anyway.
Probably not.
Anyway, like, let's start creating tax incentives for people to start being good people, better people. Like, let's try to steer the course through positive reinforcement, providing like actual monetary incentives for everyday Joe in society.
But let's hear an example of how you think this would work.
Okay, so like, if you don't drive a car, you have like a very, very small carbon footprint.
Yeah.
Fucking, you don't have a car? $1,000 tax rebate every year. Boom. More money in that person's pocket to fucking, you know, like buy groceries and shit, support their local economy.
$1,000 a year.
Okay.
For not having a car, for not contributing to the
carbon
issue.
Precisely.
Okay, what's another example?
Okay, so like, if you're a vegetarian, for example, and you can get your doctor to like certify, like look in your poop and shit, and check your blood and make sure you haven't been eating animals.
Okay, so there would be medical testing.
I believe the term stool sample.
Some things are voluntary. You know, like if you're a business.
He was actually using the medical term.
If you're a business and you're trying to claim that you gave $10,000 to charity, the government asks for a receipt for that. You know, it's like, and if you're a vegetarian and you're trying to claim, hey, I don't eat meat, I don't contribute to the whole beef industry, the whole chicken industry, and how that, you know, destroys the water system.
Whoa, how would you be able to regulate that?
That's what I'm saying. It's like, you go to the doctor, and he, like, shows, you, like, have a, get your poop test, get your blood test, the doctor certifies, this person's a fucking vegetarian.
Okay.
All right.
Boom, you get $500 tax rebate.
Well, now, what if, like, people were, like, going in with, like, bags of shit and just pretending to poop it out, and then they're like, "Oh, and it's someone else's poop, and they're the ones eating meat."
There's
that's
a certain
true
amount of
this is
there's,
a difficult
there's
to regulate circumstance.
You gotta have a little sure, trust, a little I'm bit of faith,
yeah,
as they say.
Yeah.
Well, now let me ask you
there
this:
there are plenty
though
of other people that fucking do equally ludicrous things.
I just
wanted
to take the other side of that.
Absolutely.
Right.
My question would be, who determines what is good for our earth and what qualifies
not just
as
earth
a tax
but society at large?
All right. Oh, society at large. So social issues.
Yeah, even
racism?
Social issues.
Does that work?
Yeah, for example, you know, like if you're a white male and you're friends with a black guy, boom, $100 tax rebate.
What? Wait, let's go into this. What? How is this gonna work?
I don't see
wait,
how.
So we're giving white people get more money than they already have just for the mere.
I have
no.
Well,
dude, it's absolutely a fact that the people at the lower end of society, they get taxed the most, and they have less.
All right.
They have less discretional income, And yet they pay a 15 to 25% tax percentage.
But you're not taking the low minorities and giving them a tax write off when it's the if you get a tax write off for being friends with a minority, then the minorities are not getting the tax write off.
If you're a Korean guy and you're friends with a black guy, boom, $500 tax write off.
So here's the thing. This borders on some sort of default racist slavery issue because hear me out. Black people don't want to be paid for towards a white man, and if a white man's making money off of having a black guy around,
what if
does that not feel a little?
Because can't they be like?
But the thing is you already get a $250 a year write off for being black. So it's okay.
Oh.
You just justified the whole thing. All right.
Wow. Okay. So.
And made it slightly racist all at the same time.
No, it totally makes sense.
Well, okay, once again, who determines what qualifies?
Well, you know, kind of the same way that anything. No.
You know what? I have.
Now you're the one who's being racist. I'm just talking, like, I'm trying to fit it within the paradigm of, like, our government infrastructure. You know, the same way that any laws would be influenced. You know, we put the right people in.
Well, we try not to determine laws based on race.
No.
I mean, you're possibly putting separatist ideals back into the Constitution.
Let's focus on the good things. For example, if you ride your bike, boom, not only do you get the benefit, like, of the $1,000 rebate for not driving your car, you also get an additional $500 rebate because you're keeping yourself healthy from riding your bike, so you're less of a drain on the medical industry.
Okay, so as opposed to other countries that have, and even our countries, that have negative repercussions for damaging the environment, you're proposing a positive reinforcement
system? That's all I'm saying, is that we can kind of steer society in the right direction better by positively reinforcing the behavior that is good for society rather than focusing on punishing the things that are bad for society.
Do you think it might have been a good idea to leave the social issues out? We could just keep it on environmental issues and not focus on...
You know, I have an idea.
I'm just preemptively creating Brian's the context.
I have an idea. We develop a thing. It's called the ejaculator.
Okay.
It'll be worn by all men, because as we know, men are horny.
Don't all men already wear an ejaculator?
They want to do with what we were talking
they
about.
Want to have, they want to have sex all the time.
Yes.
Now...
Wait. The man wearing the ejaculator wants sex? Or the ejaculator itself?
Men in general.
Right. Meningitis?
Meningitis.
Okay.
Men in vaginas. See how they see the evolution of that? Okay.
Which men is men in general?
In general,
yeah.
They like to have sex. So.
I've heard women.
What?
Hold on.
Not that I know.
The government will install the ejaculator on their penis.
Okay.
And it'll ejaculate them. And by wearing this, they will get a $2,000 tax rebate.
Yeah.
Because
they're
not increasing the population and they're adding more carbon footprints.
That's I didn't know true. Where you were
little
going with
baby
that.
Baby footprints.
I have a question about this ejaculator.
Little baby footprints.
I have a question about this ejaculator.
Yes.
Is there going to be different modes and settings on
different
this?
Okay, speeds. Just it's all senses.
We have our first customer.
It all senses the feelings and emotions of you going through your body, and it adjusts from there.
Is the ejaculator manually powered?
Is my insurance
solar powered?
Yes, it's solar powered.
It's solar powered.
So
there's a backpack.
It's really easy.
Power of the sun.
It's really easy. You can harness just stand. You can stand indoors in your window in the sun. For
read
5 minutes.
Book, maybe?
5 minutes. That's about one chapter of a book.
Yeah, one chapter.
And just let
do you have a
pen let it shine, yet? Okay?
Let it shine.
Is that what it does?
The ejaculator. Yeah. Let it shine.
Shines your knob?
I like that. That is patent pending.
Yeah.
Okay, so we do need to move on to
the long and short of it is that we need to focus on steering.
The long and short of it.
Mostly short.
Pizza.
Okay. Let's sum it up.
Well, yeah, what's the long and short of it?
Long and short of it is that we need to provide incentive for regular people to do things that are more in their best interests and the interests of society and the world at large, in addition to focusing on steering corporations. I also understand, however, that what's in the best interest of corporations is often the opposite of the best interest for the general masses. Well, those are circumstances to be
All right, Mr. This is not your soapbox.
Right, anyway.
let me ask one more time, though. Who determines what qualifies? For instance, if I go to McDonald's and then I decide, you know what, I'm not going to order something here, and I walk out, does that qualify?
$5 tax rebate for choosing not to deal with
turning around and exiting a McDonald's.
Yeah. If someone signs a little thing that says that they saw you choosing not to go to McDonald's.
Okay, so here's another thing. This is another witness-based program.
Well, you know, it's the same thing as getting a receipt for your expenses.
Let me just point out.
All right, so it has to be provable.
Yes.
How much more, like, this is exactly how unemployment works. You say that you gave applications to these companies, somebody signs off on it, and you get a check in the mail.
Exactly.
So, I'm not saying that we can't.
Are you trying to say that unemployment is a bad thing?
I'm just saying that it fits the requirement.
Almost everyone in our target demographic
is
unemployed.
Why are you yelling at me?
Right?
I didn't even bring this up. Yell at her.
I'm on disability, actually.
She brings up unemployment, and he looks me dead in the eye, and he says, are you trying to say that unemployment is a bad thing?
I forgot. You're supposed to be Rush Limbaugh, not me.
Whoa. That's uncalled for. Rush Limbaugh.
But, okay, whenever Rush Limbaugh gets brought up, that means it's time to move on to the next segment because we've gone too far.
Yeah,
that should never happen.
Wow, man. Wow. All right. So we're going to move on to our newest segment. Our newest segment currently is called
Crazy or Not Crazy.
Whoa, I didn't agree to this.
This I'm not sure we're going to keep the title. So in this segment, we explore some of the rather unique and decidedly insane worldviews, opinions, and perceptions that just bear asking, crazy or not crazy? And today, because we like to blow up with a bang here, we're going to start with, I think, the greatest worldview that exists thus far, which is lizard people. So,
lizard peoples.
So, essentially, if you're listening and you don't know the lizard people conspiracy worldview, however you want to phrase it, essentially, the idea is that apparently it takes Illuminati concept. The Illuminati concept a step further, which says that there is a race of lizard people that have existed on this planet longer than we have. And that they still exist. In fact, they manipulate our society to their will based on essentially the fact that they can shapeshift and
just
look like
George
people.
Bush.
And there's a man, David something or other, does anyone remember?
David E.K.
David E.K., who came up with this theory. And his theory is slightly rooted.
He believes in it. And he's like a spokesperson.
Well, he wrote about it.
Right.
And his theory is slightly rooted in some Native American beliefs, some lore about reptilian humanoid species that supposedly once existed in some Native American lore. But in general, his assertion is that all of our presidents are lizard people.
Not all.
No, all. All. He asserts that really? All of our presidents are lizard people. Okay. And one of his explanations for this is that how can you possibly explain how all of our presidents are related, which is a fact. All of our presidents, including Obama, are related.
Wait a second.
That's a whole nother...
Barack Hussein Obama is related to James Madison. He is a third or fourth cousin to removed nine times. And
you heard it right here. Now, here's the thing. Straight from the horse's mouth.
Here's the... Wow.
No. Backpedal.
You can't call me fat.
I'm calling you a horse.
I say nay. All right, so essentially...
Sharp as a whip. A jockey's whip.
Get out of here. Get out. essentially his idea... I mean, he has some facts involved, because... Our presidents are related, but, however, many Americans, a very small percentage, but thousands of Americans are related, are direct lined from colonial inhabitants of America, from England. And so you got to imagine a lot of that lineage is related by some wide degrees. But that said, every one of our presidents are related to some degree, and it is slightly statistically improbable for a country that is supposedly supposed to be democratic for every single president that's ever been elected to be somehow related. But this guy's idea, the lizard people idea, is that that is part of this... underbelly society that exists, that is intentionally, deliberately manipulating our society to the wills of the lizard people.
You keep calling them lizard people, and I just want to point out that to give them proper respect, they like to be referred to as the Babylonian Brotherhood.
Oh, the Babylonian Brotherhood.
So or reptilians.
Reptilians is not PC.
Now, is that an actual picture on the computer of
one of them?
Where is that picture from?
I happen to be on a website, and that's a goofy picture.
That's a good movie.
But let's just not... Okay, pretend you didn't see that, because this is a very that's
exactly
real...
How I
this is a reputable can we just give this, website right
yes,
here.
Okay, let's give this respect.
Some credence.
Let's give the lizard people or the Babylonian Brotherhood some
microphone
respect.
Microphone eyes?
They're... They can see you.
Microphones.
They look like mesh.
All right, so let's get into this whole thing.
All right, let's go. Let's do this. Lizard people, Rusty, go. What is your opinion on lizard people?
This is my opinion of lizard people.
We have no visual.
We're on the radio.
Why did your lizard people have boobs? Yeah,
it's
just another opportunity for him. Oh, it's carrying a human head. All right.
Those are the sacrifices.
Okay, so again, wide areolas. Why do we always come back to really ridiculously
well,
large
the thing
areolas?
Is that, like, reptiles themselves, like, have no need for nipples because...
this has nothing to do with the theory. Let me just point out...
No. This does, because this shows how the reptilians interbred...
You know, that's a very... I'm sorry. Really quick. That's a very... defined vagina right there as well.
Well, duh.
I mean, that's very detailed. Yeah.
It's again,
that is anatomically
looks tight.
Possibly,
yeah,
it does. Possibly correct.
This is unavoidable for us to post. Now we have to post your picture.
We do.
This is a female reptilian. And
you like lizard vagina.
You see how it's like mostly reptilian in its physiognomy. But
I think you're just making these words up now.
Physiognometry? I love it.
Okay, keep going, though.
But it has the breasts and the sexual reproductive organs of a mammal.
Okay.
Which indicates it's, you know,
like... Humanoid-like
features.
All right.
So this is...
All right, well, I'm glad you drew what you imagined.
Let me... I have some questions. Okay, so our leaders of the United States of America have been always lizard people, or
not necessarily with vaginas.
Brotherhood, maybe sometimes they don't have vaginas, but okay. So how does this work though? Because they to me look like human beings, normal skin. They look
reptilians are supposed to be shapeshifters.
So they're shapeshifters. So how does that work?
In this theory, according to this unfactually based theory.
Totally factually based theory.
Some factually based theory. They are shapeshifters.
Okay. So do shapeshifters, I'm guessing they're allowed to control when they shift from lizard to human?
Well, they unzip, I believe.
Like, they unzip. Okay, because I actually saw a documentary once. Like a compressed digital file. I actually saw a documentary with a human being unzipping, and it became a lizard person. And that's why I'm a lizard.
They're just very, very good tailors, which leads me to believe that the lizard people are possibly Jewish.
You gotta say it a little louder.
It's the Jews.
What'd you say, Rusty?
Steven said it.
Okay. So they're all Jews? Is that part of the...
That is not at all a part of it.
So but what's the point? I still don't understand this whole thing. Why?
So the concept is that these reptilian humanoid creatures, I'm sorry, the what? The Babylonian Brotherhood.
Yes, respect.
Have existed before we did. And that we are not up to par intellectually with this society. So much like other animals that we use for our own deeds.
Like Frankie.
That the reptilian society uses our society, hypothetically, to benefit their own needs.
Okay.
And that they exist solely underground. In fact, they...
So Fergie, from our pop segment.
Reptile? Lizard.
Okay.
Let's talk... Who else? Barack Obama, lizard.
I would...
Fergie, lizard.
Okay.
Will.i.am, lizard.
Lizard. Pitbull, Will lizard.
Will.i.am? Did you know Will.i.am works for Intel now as the creator?
Do you know
director?
His full name? Will.i.am, a lizard? He's a lizard. All right.
William Shakespeare, I am a lizard.
I was unaware.
You gotta do your research. Well,
I just referenced the uncut. I thought I was prepared.
Steve Buscemi, not a lizard, surprisingly.
He was a firefighter.
How do we know this, though? How do we know these things? Is there a little...
He's actually an amphibian. That's how we know.
I was unaware.
If you remember, however, in Jurassic Park, the dinosaurs had amphibian DNA.
They did. They had frog DNA.
Which is how they were able to become male spontaneously to reproduce.
Well, I think it's important to reference. We should cite Jurassic Park.
So, are humans producing lysine for the reptilians so that they can sexually reproduce?
Absolutely. I'm sure they are. That's what we're here for. I mean, come on.
Somebody Google this
Let's
shit.
Let's go back
what
to
is,
Barack Obama.
This is
why is
we
Barack
did
Obama
Google this shit. That's where we're at. Barack Obama is related to James Madison.
Who was a lizard, I'm guessing?
Well, the idea is that all of the world leaders that have existed in the world...
Oh shit, we killed a lizard recently.
Oh my god.
We did kill a lizard recently, but not a lizard person.
Wait, like Barack Obama.
That's a totally different gene.
Let's reach in.
Barack Obama...
But don't you think a werewolf would be pissed if you killed a dog?
Barack Obama is supposedly a lizard person because he, like every other ruler of the free world, are related and thusly probably are a part of a long-standing Illuminati society much... and if there's such thing as lizard people, then the Illuminati would be lizard people and thusly... he's a part of this Illuminati. He's a lizard person.
Is this why he doesn't have a birth certificate?
I have a very important question here. Okay. If you'll just follow my line of thought, I'm going to ask a couple of questions.
Okay.
One, Alright, say you were witnessing a battle between a chimpanzee and, I don't know, a fucking jaguar. Who would you root to win, the chimpanzee or the jaguar?
Jaguar.
Chimpanzee.
I think most people would say chimpanzee.
May has an answer.
Do I have an invested interest into the jaguar or the chimpanzee?
No, just...
No,
what you know is
they're
what you
both
know.
Strangers. You've never met the jaguar. You've never met the chimpanzee.
Yeah, but why? Why am I rooting for one? Why would I root for something I don't have an interest?
What's your gut emotional reaction?
I don't have a gut emotional reaction.
When you're witnessing a battle, you want someone to win and you want someone to lose.
That is not true.
So right now,
I think that might be a male gene. I do not instinctively see a battle between two people. I have nothing. Invested in and innately have some desire for one to lose and one to win.
Hang on one sec. Brian, you said chimp though, right?
Yeah.
Did you say chimp? I said jaguar. You had a very...
I don't understand how...
Defiant response. We'll call it
Steve,
a defiant response.
Oh,
yeah, I would
definitely say jaguar just because I'd like to see a jaguar rip up a monkey. But I could see most people... associating more closely with the chimp, so they want
okay.
the chimp to win.
Yeah,
okay.
Are we going because
where were
of
we
the
going
human
with
likeness?
This?
Yeah, and likewise, would you expect a werewolf to defend a dog if a human were beating a dog?
That's getting a little complicated for me now. What's going on?
Yes, I would.
Because...
I feel bad for the dog.
Because it relates to the dog.
Exactly. Thus, a reptilian... would not like to hear that we fucking killed a lizard last week.
Oh my god, is that what we're going, this whole thing? Wow.
Barack Obama's gonna fucking come to get us.
Holy
He's
shit.
He's gonna be like.
I can't believe that was.
With his fucking forked tongue.
I tried to create order in all of this chaos just so we could hear that. I thought there was more than that. I regret that effort. I wish I could take it all back and just let everyone tug at once so no one had to hear that.
Bottoms up, motherfucker.
I just want to point out, just in case, that Rusty and I didn't kill the lizard.
It was Laura.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Throw me under the bus. It was an accident, and let me say, I asked a very wise source. How long can I keep the lizard in this jar?
24
you said,
hours.
And how long did it take for it to
expert.
Die?
About 3.
So honestly, the only innocent person in this entire catastrophe would be me,
but
May.
Let me point out, you did know that it was being kept in the jar and you did nothing.
That's true, but legally that is not aid and abetting.
I had the honor of going to the funeral. It was amazing too. There
were
some nice snacks afterwards that I enjoyed.
We actually did have a nice cheese spread.
Yeah, that was a very good
a
cheese
good
spread.
A good spread.
Yeah. And that nice lizard mosh. Really spread well once it melted.
Let's not. Come on now.
Once it started heating up, it was spreading like butter.
George was
it really was.
Tasted
lizard.
Good on your little crostini.
Yeah.
Now I'm offended.
Little ketchup and mustard.
But okay, so here's the thing with the lizard people concept.
Okay, back to the point.
The Babylon Brotherhood, Babylon,
Babylonian.
Babylon.
Respect.
I'm trying.
The Babylon.
From everything I have read, everything keeps leading me back to this beautiful article. From the L.A. Times in 1934, which has a blaring typo in the headline, but I'm not going to that. It says Peelps. Lizard Peelps. but the entire article, it's a full... article on a man who in 1930, I think it was four, what is it? 1934, yeah. An engineer sinks shaft under Fort Moore Hill to find maze of tunnels and priceless treasures of legendary inhabitants by Jean Bosquet. But
what was this man's name?
The man's name, I do not know. But maybe Laura can find that while I'm talking. But There's an entire article in the LA Times where this man, based on Native American lore, are we passing around a note? based on Native American lore, this man believed that there are catacombs underneath Los Angeles where lizard people inhabited and store their treasures. His name is G. Warren Shufelt.
What is he? Was.
His he name was a geophysicist. And he, but in order to quote unquote prove his theory, he invented a tool that supposedly measures both empty space as well as what type of mineral is down there. So according to his machine, there are tunnels under Los Angeles as well as large rooms storing different minerals like gold and silver.
Mm-hmm.
And this blows my mind that this was even in the LA Times, first of all. Not that it's the most credited source in the world.
What?
But
always fact. I say always
absolutely
fact.
Absolutely, I'm sure it is. It's, you know, it's not the Orange County Register. So
I enjoy their crossword, but then again it is the New York Times crossword.
The LA Times, yeah. It is the New York Times crossword. But
some things are too hard to create yourself.
Yeah, so this lizard people idea spreads far and wide. It goes far further back than this David, what is his name?
Ickey.
David Ickey.
Oh.
It goes much further back. It goes
Ickey.
At least as back as 1934. Something. And I'm sure much further back.
Therefore, fact or fiction.
Crazy or not crazy? People say...
Not crazy.
Not crazy.
Totally... factual.
Crazy.
Crazy.
Wow, that's a tie. I'm the tiebreaker.
You're
yeah,
the tiebreaker.
Here we go.
I say... crazy.
Yeah!
All right. All right, so, that is, it for our segments this evening. So, once again, I want to thank... throw my computer down.
Alright,
well, I broke my computer, so we're not going to go into what's happening this week.
Are you serious?
Oh,
you just
I have nothing to do this week.
I would have to sign in and do all the shit.
In about
all right,
15
so
minutes,
this week,
I'm going to be going to the observatory.
We don't release
Costa
this till
Mesa.
Tomorrow, so this...
That's okay.
No one cares about what Rusty's
say,
doing.
Last night...
No. All right, so this week, before we end the this podcast, this week, as always, Saturday nights at UCB is ASCAT. I believe on Friday, there's another Mike Mesa Presents
in Mesa.
Costa Mesa at the Avalon Bar. I believe Bad Brains is playing on Friday in LA at, I don't remember the theater, but look that up if you like. Old punk rock, and you know what, I'm going to be extremely nice right now. I really don't want to, but I've already committed. There are some bands that are kind of all right going on at the Bootleg, I think this Thursday, if not Friday. Tonight's Thursday, so yeah, I guess you could do that. There, I don't know. Gazuta's part of it.
Gazuto. Gazuto with a T?
Gazuta.
Ta, T-A?
We don't
yeah.
even...
How do you spell this?
There are.
No, I don't know.
No, you should go check them out.
What is Gazuta?
I'm sure they're good. They're good.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, we're going to end. Once again, thank you to Brian and Steve.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And then, again, Lo and Rusty, say goodbye.
Good night. Goodbye. Good morning.
All right. Good night. I'm Mae McDonough, and this has been Company Picnic. We're going to play you out one more time with our single, and then we won't bother you anymore. So, here it is, Hell is for Lovers. By Mae McDonough and Company. Catch us next week on Wednesday evening. And please tell your friends. Bye-bye.